Hello everyone, this is Monsef Asker and thank you so much for being here today and for joining us in your divine uniqueness. Really excited today to have Christiane with us on the show for the first time. I really love her message and her voice and sound healing. It's really so profound and amazing. I really love what she is doing, and you feel the energy right away when you listen to her. Like, it really touches you within your heart, and you'll experience that today on the call, and you'll feel that. She was introduced to me before by Sarah Lynn Kennedy. She was with us before on the show, and when I listened to her first videos, I was really amazed by the energy she is bringing in. And yeah, I was so excited to have her with us, and yeah, she's here with us today, so I'm so excited about that and what she will be sharing with us today. So as you know, today we will be talking about perfect timing, your perfect timing of your perfect divine plan. And I know this is something very, very important to all of us, and we all relate to that, because many times we have this, it's like sometimes we have this unclarity or maybe confusion about what is our next step, or what am I here to do? How can I serve? I want to create something that helps myself and others, but still I have this unclarity. Sometimes we have this hesitation, like, should I like take action now or later? So we will be talking about that and much more, and also we'll experience the voice healing work that Christiane does. So we will also have a Q&A. So as always, for those of you on the phone or the web call, you can raise your hand by pressing star 2. And for those of you on the webcast page, you can type in your questions on the question box. So I just want to share a little bit about Christiane. Christiane is an awakening guide and sound healing channel who serves as a portal to pure divine awareness. Through the embodiment and vocalization of her vibrational signature of Christiane, she creates a luminous bridge between infinite being and human perception, allowing you to easily experience your life as the peace, wholeness, and joy that you are. In other words, she vibrationally points you home to what you already are. Christiane is often described as an archangel in a body, and her ethereal sound alchemy has been called the voice of God. Her unique ability to dissolve blocks and open awareness through sound transmissions and consciousness facilitation has resulted in the spontaneous healing of physical, mental, and emotional issues, as well as facilitated deep soul retrieval. Yeah, so with that, Christiane, I'm so excited to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Oh, thank you, Monsef, and hello to everyone. Thank you for that beautiful, beautiful welcome, and especially for your heart, which is such a soft and big open space, and I'm so grateful that we all get to fall into this space together today. So thank you so much for having me.
Oh, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christiane. And yeah, so today's call it's so powerful. I love this. Maybe before we start discussing this, I would love, like, if you can share more about yourself, about your work, maybe also how you started doing that, so our audience can maybe know more about you. Yeah.
Oh, I'd love to. Thank you. I would love to start by sharing that I'm just like everybody else. I'm an infinite divine being that's here emanating through a human body, and that's what we all are, and fully divine and fully awakened, and also coming to that that awareness, embodied awareness of that. So I'm just a regular person like everybody else. And what my journey has been is the unfolding of that tremendous just magnificent, brilliant light of the divinity that we all are into my human awareness. And like many of us, I started with various energy modalities, Reiki and quantum energetics, different disciplines. At the same time, I've all of my life been a classical musician and a singer. So I used to be a university voice professor, and I did a lot of singing with orchestras. I did opera and oratorio. And so that was a part of my life that was a real, real finely tuned craft that it's much like being an athlete. You spend hours every day conditioning. So those two things have come, the energetic work, well, first of all, the being that we all are. And then in my case, aligned with the energetic work that I had been exploring. And then also the musical aspects of my training. And probably I would say then that all just blew up through events in my life, which led me to look for what was really going on for me. So the various pieces of really painful junctures led me to think there must be something else here. And that really became my awakening journey. So it's kind of those three things, these energetic interests and teaching Reiki as a Reiki master, doing those things, meeting with people, being a university professor where my students would say, gosh, we call them voice lessons, but they're really life lessons. And recognizing that what I loved was facilitating people into awareness of what they really are, like coming home into their hearts. And I would just naturally do that in the lessons because the voice is so intimately connected with who we are and the expression of what we are and who we are. So I would find that people could only sing as freely as they could be with themselves, which is really interesting to me. I could teach them all the technique in the world, but what really freed them was the awakening to the freedom and love that they were and coming to peace with that. And so I kept watching that over and over. That fired up my passion for being a guide for other people. And of course, then the challenges in my own life led me to be very present with that journey of awakening in myself. So I'm so grateful for all of it. And now with the addition of the work that I do with the crystal singing bowls, taking these beautiful physical objects that are aesthetically so beautiful and sonically in sound so beautiful and letting their vibration touch people and partnering in the dance with that, with my voice and with the bowls. Oh, it's just the most divine expression. And I'm really grateful for the way it's all come together. And I could say right now, since we're talking about the perfect divine plan, yeah, None of that was my plan.
Yeah.
And it unfolded really perfectly in the perfect timing. And then there are pieces, of course, of how that all, even just to this moment, which is just one moment that's going to lead, is leading and is actually connected to a whole infinite amount of moments through the being that we are in the infinite now. Yeah, so really grateful for that. And thank you for asking. Yeah, there have been a lot of really fun adventures musically along the way and energetically along the way, and all of it incredibly perfect, even in its challenges. So, yeah, thanks.
Yeah. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much for sharing that. I love that when you said that was not in, you were not expecting that. And this is something that happens a lot to us. That's when we are, like, we surrender and we just follow our heart, like, what happens and what the divine plan holds for us. It's really something that we never expected before. And didn't expect that we would be doing it.
It's so much more than what we expected and hoped for. It's so far beyond what the plan is in the mind, you know, and we love our minds, and they're so beautiful and helpful, and they're so limited in terms of everything that we are actually bringing into our world and into our lives. It's so much farther beyond, so, yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. And, yeah, because we... This is part of what we are doing. Like, we plan to do something. We have our plans. Sometimes we have expectations. But as we just said now, like, what we will be doing in the future, this is something that we may not know right now. And, like, how to like to deal with that and how to shift this relationship between us and what we will unfold in the future. Like, because we sometimes we stress a lot about if something that we really want will happen or not, if it will manifest or not. But is there something much more important than what will happen? Like,
you've named it so beautifully. So, and I just love that. Is there something more important than what will happen? And as I look at that and I hear your question, it of course contains the response, the answer, the perfect and whole responses. As I hear it, just resounding in response to what you've brought forward, is there something more important than what will happen? And the answer to that is everything that we are, what we be, is infinitely more beautiful, incredible, satisfying, enlivening, and actually creative in terms of possibilities and what comes forth in our life. What we be creates everything that will happen. And you just so beautifully pointed out how we often look toward the end result to find the way toward it instead of being what we are as the means. It's literally the boat toward wherever we're going. And that's the beautiful part. We can't miss that boat. We are it. We are the boat. There's no way to miss our boat and miss where we're headed because we literally are that. You know, I'm just moved to chime this bowl and we're talking. This is an F sharp. So that's the note for the high heart, which is that heart of greater knowing of our being. And I'm going to sing with it for just a moment and invite everybody to relax into allowing this connection between the mind and the heart. And this is Labradorite, the matriarch of the subconscious, that helps bring our intuition into our intellect, which is amazing for the things we're talking about even right now. So it facilitates that communication with our higher self. And it's a heart note. And it just felt like it wanted to begin with us today to say, hello, we do know. We don't know. Our mind doesn't know. But what we are knows. And can we take a deep breath and relax into, I get it that I don't know, but I do because I am it. Around the tremendous, immense softness of our hearts. And can we just let that soften and melt?
Yeah.
Gently and softening to, no, I don't know. What if I don't have to know in that way? It's very tiring to try to know with our mind. Heavenly and also so perfectly here, they're audible by our human body, to bridge our knowing, our infinite knowing, with our cognitive knowing, so that that can become more clear. And the relaxation of us in that, softening those brittle edges where the efforting happens, Yeah, that. So sweet for the body. Yeah, and the being to come together this way. Oh, that feels nice. Thanks for letting me share that.
Oh, thank you to you. That was really, really lovely. And really lovely as you like you're playing with us and also like explaining at the same time like we are getting the message and also this it's like it was amplifying the message that you are transmitting to us. So I really love that. And also I loved when you talked about like not knowing. Like it's like an invitation to be okay with not knowing what will happen and that everything we need will unfold on the divine timing, on the time where we really need it to happen.
Yes. And I know that many of us have heard that before and we even know it. And I'll just do this with myself. How often do I forget that, which I do know that it is unfolding perfectly. Mm-hmm. How often do I lose track of that when I move into that mind space that becomes more effortful? I know that I do. I know that we all do. Well, and thank God we do. That's part of our journey here. That gives us this tremendously rich experience of being both infinitely divine and human at the same time. You know, we can't do that when we're not in the body in the same way that we can here. That's not available to us when we're, I mean, everything is available in any moment, truly, but in form, we get to be confused and infinitely wise at the same time. That's super skilled of us.
Yeah.
It creates a lot of interest, a lot of colorful interest.
Yeah, that's our experience. Like, we live in duality, so it's, I don't know. It's in itself like it gives some like it makes life more interesting. Like this, you know, duality of life and find like the divine through this instead of just taking one part of the experience. Mm-hmm. And and also it's through the duality that we know more about. Ourselves, that we know what will serve us from what will not. And it's through this experience that we are constantly growing and discovering more and more about ourselves.
Yes, that opens up another piece of this for me because, yes, we know it is all unfolding perfectly and in divine timing. And we really want to be active participants in that.
Yeah.
We want to be really aware and actively choosing rather than, as we know, in consciousness, if we're not making choices, something else will choose for us. I mean, that will happen. And it will be that lower common denominator of vibration, which tends to be the mind, the more fear-based choices. So we do want to be consciously informed. And what I hear people saying is, yes, I know it's perfect, and how do I partner with that in a way that is really intentionally conscious? And that's the beautiful part of the awakening journey, isn't it? We learn about the choices that we have, and until we know we have those choices, they're not really available to us. So one of the pieces that came in as I was listening to you, Mansa, speak about that, is about guidance and how important it is to check in with the guidance, to learn our own language of intuitive guidance. I mean, that's part of what that beautiful bowl that we just shared is about bridging that heart and mind where the guidance comes in and where the mental knowing comes with it. And, you know, maybe this feels like it's helpful for somebody who's listening, that like so many things has been something that I have grown and strengthened by doing and practicing and particularly by paying attention and following through. And this is where that action, like what's my next step, comes in. And we think of, we think of the step is going to be, I know this is the step because my mind feels comfortable with it. I'm looking, this is often how we approach what is the next step. It's the thing that mentally and logically lines up for us. That's not, that may or may not be the next step. The next step is the one that we are clearly guided to take. And a lot of times that may not seem correct or logical or whatever. And the action of following through anyway is what empowers the deeper knowing for the next step after that. And so one of my favorite examples of this was when I was painting the interior of my home and I was choosing colors. And I'm picky about colors, but I was choosing a cream color. It was, you know, off-white. It was simple. But all these various shades. And my guidance told me to get a certain color. And I argued with it. And I was like, I don't think that's it. And I brought it home and I put a little bit on the wall, but I still argued with it. And I ended up choosing a different color. And I bought 2 gallons. And I came home and I started putting it on the wall. And it was horrible. It just looked like the wrong thing. My daughter, who was, I don't know, teenager at that time, she comes home from school into the house and she goes, Mom, that paint looks terrible. I said, I know. She said, that little piece right over there, that looks really good. And I said, oh, I know. That's the color my guidance told me to get. And she said, oh, Mom, if I were God, I would quit talking to you because you always argue and you never listen. And she was so correct. And I just stood there and I thought, okay, if I can't be trusted to listen to my guidance about paint colors, why do I think that I'm ready for bigger pieces of information? And from that moment forward, I really quit arguing. No matter how uncomfortable the guidance might be, this is great. This is really activating for people. I can feel it. This is so good. Yeah, no matter how off it seems, no matter how much my mind might argue, I do not argue anymore because it's never been wrong. It's always spot on. And so I've listened, and as that's happened, of course, it becomes clearer. And I ask about the timing. I ask all the time. I ask for the simplest things, whether it's paint or should I go to the grocery store now. I mean, if I feel like I need to ask, sometimes I just obviously proceed in life. But I can ask about anything and the big questions. And that's a huge part of how I discerned the next step. And pay attention to what comes up in opposition to the information that you get. This is really helpful because lots of us, we're all like anything at varying degrees of, I would call it literacy with our own guidance language. And we get more and more fluid, just like learning another language, as we practice it, as we speak it, as we communicate and commune with our heart and with our knowing and with our all the help that we have everywhere. And if we will pay attention, and this is really interesting that this is coming up, to what comes up in opposition to the guidance. Okay, and in this case of paint, it was almost nothing. It was just like, oh, I just thought I knew better. Well, that's control, isn't it? That's just me thinking I'm in control of something. It's a very low risk control. I mean, it's very low stakes control, but that's the control element. And so notice what comes up. If you're given an intuition and a guidance, what is it that argues against it? And we will find over and over what argues against it is going to be our fear. Some aspect of pain that's already in us from something before, or some aspect of what we would call the mental field, which might be that need to understand, control, and needing to understand really is another aspect of control. When we're in flow with our divine heart, we don't care if we understand or not. And I would love everybody to open into that right now, like tap into when you're in complete flow with your heart space, the field of all being that you are, that's infinitely connected to everything else, and it's harmonious. Actually, it's the harmonious part of that connection with the all that is. And you're in that place of receiving information, of choosing, of looking and seeing. There's tremendously heightened awareness and perception. And do you really care in that moment if you understand it? I don't. I'm just in the wonder of being it.
Yeah.
Yeah. So what comes up in opposition to our guidance? That's great. That's just showing us the next aspect that we're ready to soften into and let fold back into the whole. That's not ever a problem. Like for me, if it was control, well, great. I know that there's more for me than control. I mean, we all know if control worked, control freaks would be the happiest people on the planet.
Yeah. And yeah, I really love what you said. Because many times, like we hold so tightly to what we think would work for us instead of just trusting our guidance. Because like we are afraid to let go of control because we think that maybe we will miss something that we don't know. So it's, I don't know, but also like you said, like when we act upon our guidance and trust it, like this will open like to the next step and to the next one. Because sometimes also we ask for more guidance. Like many times we need more information, we need more guidance, but we still didn't act upon the ones that we already have. So it's like we're asking for more, but the first steps we still didn't do them.
Ah, that's so beautiful. And you just showed me another thing, which is so important. When we're asking for the next step, there's actually a piece that's before that. What's before the next step is what's here right now. And if we're only focused on where we think we're headed or what we're the next piece to choose or to know, we've missed out on the wholeness of ourselves, which is here. And that simple and profound and hugely powerful act of going, what is here right now? Because that is the perfect timing of this piece of the plan, is what is here right now. And so often our profound and utter total presence with what's here now naturally reveals what's next. And part of the reason we can't find out what's next, it's because we haven't been here where we are with all of us.
Yeah.
Oh, take a deep breath. That's a good one. We're wondering, why isn't it showing itself? Because we're not present. We are. We can't really not be, but our awareness is not tuned into the presence that we are. Yeah. And why might we not be present? There might be something that's here now that's uncomfortable. Oh, let's read that, everybody, because that just struck a huge chord. So why would your guidance suggest, let's go forward and we'll bring all of that that's uncomfortable with us instead of giving us the opportunity to soften, harmonize, because our presence, that's what it does. It harmonizes everything. And so the guidance is saying, wait, we can't go yet. We haven't done this part yet. What were you going to say? Oh. And a few more tones coming in. These are a new set that is so angelic. It's so much angelic healing and timeless wisdom. As well as connecting the highest self in with the heart. It's really, wow, and I'm grateful that it appears that this is for others as well as for me today. I've been playing these bowls most of the morning. There's a mother of platinum, pink ocean gold, pink angel aura gold, and tanzanite with Saint Germain sky. So hugely nurturing, soft, healing, And one of the things that these tones are doing, it's interesting, they're asking me not to sing with them right now. They just would love to sing for us. If they're emotionally really healing, they let us relax. They let us soften. It's like softening into a huge warm cloud blanket of nurturing, healing light. And the tones are for the high heart, the pineal, and the root chakra. And you can allow the energies of your life to simply ride on these, to be buoyed up, to be lifted up, and also enveloped in the softness of angel wings of your infinite wisdom. Because so often what's here, like we said, is uncomfortable. We don't want to really bring that forward into everything else that's coming. And so the next step, in a sense, is the one that's here now. And I'm moved to ask of everybody listening, or now, or to the recording, what is it that's here now that would love to soften, dissolve, resolve, harmonize, open? And would you be willing to let that happen with no idea how, or no idea what it means? Beautiful. Yeah,
that's very really grounding.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
I know. Oh.
Yeah, really beautiful. And also, I listened to yesterday. I think you did two videos. That was awesome. Really awesome.
Yeah. And they each, it's interesting, isn't it? The way, like, just like we are as people.
Yeah.
You know, we think of crystals as, like, well, this property is this. You know, they're not really an identity any more than we are. And yes, they have their qualities that tend to be similar from one stone to another, and they're completely unique. And so there's this, wow, like they're really chattering as I say this. They're like, yes, yes, yes. There's this this tremendously unique, just like what your show is about, your divine uniqueness, that's these as well. And so this interaction, you, Monsef, and me speaking together and people listening and these bulls adding their voices, it's a one-of-a-kind thing. And whatever it is part of our perfect timing right now. Yeah.
Yeah. Absolutely. That's really beautiful. And, yeah, Christian, I also want to talk about something. When we walk our path and trust our heart and divine plan, there is also a flexibility that that we need to embrace from our side, because there is constant change and we experience that. There is always some change, and also, like, we may sometimes receive guidance about something that will serve us now, but later, after some time, we can receive guidance to use a different thing, or maybe to change something. So,
yes.
How to embrace this constant change?
That is so beautiful. And that's really quantum. You know, that's not mental at all. The mind will set the plan in stone, you know, and stick with it, even if it means the death of us. Literally.
Yeah.
And the change, the wisdom to flow and to allow that, of course, there are infinite possibilities. And even, like you say, guidance will change, and mine has absolutely all the time. And perhaps another thing that our guidance is doing with that is showing us different potential timelines. And there are always way more than one. And they truly are all perfect. And they're all happening simultaneously. And what we're going to be determining is which flow are we stepping into. And that'll shift. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
That really invites me to bring in another quantum piece right now, which is that it's so interesting that we're talking about timing. As if, in the linear sense of time. And everything is now. And I know that that's an abstract concept for our human minds, but our hearts totally know it. One of the things that's been happening to me really regularly lately, and this actually happens for all of us, it's well documented that we dream the future. And it doesn't always mean that we dream the exact thing. It could be a potential or even probable future. And is that open to change?
Yeah.
Absolutely. And yet, do we dream the future? Yes, we do. How can we do that? Because the future is now.
Mm-hmm.
So when we look at timing, if we can open ourselves into our heart awareness, which connects us with that quantum field, it takes away the edginess of, wait, it's got to be the right time and it's got to be the right choice, because we recognize that everything is existing in this infinite now moment, and it simply becomes a matter of play. Is it this? Or is it that? But it's not, even the fact that we could miss something is a complete illusion. It's just a matter of, I was playing in this timeline, but actually I can go back and play in that other one. One of the things I do in healing work is creating alternate timelines from the point of a trauma forward, in which case everything that came forward from that point of trauma no longer exists. We can do that as our readiness to be in the flow that you are talking about increases, which is allowing that change and not being fixed with our story and our idea of what's happened and what hasn't. I mean, one of the simplest, I'm just going to give this example because it's so earthy, but one of my dreams of the future recently was many weeks ago, a few months, and I had a dream that we didn't have a Christmas tree, and here comes Christmas. And it's 2 days before Christmas. And I decide, I think we'll get a tree after all. And I'm looking at that being, that's very strange, because in the past, my tradition has been to get a Christmas tree either right at the end of November or at the beginning of December. Well, what happened in the interim was a major water damage event at the house and a very, very lengthy deconstruction and reconstruction. And it turns out that part of it will be finished, meaning the new carpet in, 3 days before Christmas. And in order to get the new carpet in, they have to pack everything out of the house. So there's no sense having any Christmas decorations if they're all going to get packed in a box and taken out. This is what I know now. But I didn't know that then. But I did know that then because I dreamt it. I mean, it's a beautiful example. I had no idea, and I knew. I had no idea, and I totally knew, because the part of us that is in that heart and in the quantum field that we are is connected to the knowing of the all. How can you miss it? It's really a matter of if it comes into view or not. And that, my beautiful, dear beloveds, is actually our soul choice. And what we're looking for is pairing our human preference with our soul's knowing. Ooh, and to receive that sometimes our soul might just go, no, I'm sorry, cute human preference. I'm just not going to go with you on that one because I know so much more. And that's when we feel thwarted and undermined. And no, that's not it. And the soul's like, I know, I'm so sorry, but I just know so much more. I can't do that piece. We get so fussy. We feel so pissed and so mad and so like wronged and frustrated, and that's that piece about the perfect divine timing. Yeah, I mean, that's happening. And it's all now. I mean, it's so much lighter and more complete. It is complete than our human ever has any idea about. And I'm with you, like the avenues that we're opening up to playing in that just more actively, more intentionally, about listening to the guidance, about being fluid, like, whoa. I mean, I totally made a choice and a commitment in this direction, and wow, that is not
that, what's here now?
Okay. And what is it that would resist that? Letting people down, our human sense of ego and accomplishment, all those pieces, if there's any resistance to that, perfect. Next piece is in line to dissolve into divine flow and love.
I really love it. So in the end, it's about trust, having trust. Just in our guidance and in something that we don't know, like being okay with not knowing what will happen or the exact timing. And also I loved, like, when you talked about the change in the guidance and, you know, the change in general, maybe it's just something like it's just like more opportunities that are showing up for us, and we have like still have free will to choose either to embrace this or maybe to return to the other guidance we received before. I really love that. I didn't see that from that perspective, but it's really because I was questioning that a lot before, but yeah, that's the answer. So thank you for answering my questions.
Oh, you're so welcome. You know, the other piece that just came in as I was listening to you talk about that is about trust. And I hear people saying, well, how can I trust when I don't know? And it's all, and it's not really worked out sometimes before, and, you know, et cetera. Well, several things about that. Sometimes people might think, you know, I followed my guidance, and then this bad thing happened, as if somehow following guidance always means it's fully comfortable and Well, again, let's let go of the judgment around things and be with what's here and go ahead and allow that it will go in all directions. And at the same time, how many times have we had that feeling, oh, I just knew, you know, I just knew and I didn't do that, or I knew. And again, the way that we develop trust is by following it, is by, like the example I gave earlier, the trust comes not because we know ahead of time. It's a little bit like, you know, we go through a really major life challenge, and at the time we're going through it, and I've been having this lately, I've been having really interesting, challenging things going on with my body, with, you know, of course, my home circumstance, all kinds of things. And part of me just really wants to know what it's about right now. Like, I just want to know, you know, that knowing if and when it does come, which sometimes it does and sometimes it doesn't, it's never found by asking the question, what's this about? It always arrives once we're through whatever the thing is, and then we're given that retrospective, that sort of look at it like, oh, now I see. It's never really an answer to the question. It's, again, that's like putting the outcome ahead of the process of being. That's backward. We be, and then that leads to the outcome of where, and we choose in that being, in alignment with the being, in alignment with the resonance of what we are, listening to the guidance, that leads to an outcome. If we're aiming at the outcome first and trying to somehow reverse engineer that into the steps, we're actually choosing out of control and fear. And that's another reason why things often go south on us. We're not really meant to be affirmed in choosing out of control and fear. Why would our whole being want to say, yeah, that's a good way to go, when there's so much more for us? So oftentimes that does lead to more constriction. Great, it should. I mean, it's great that it does. That's wonderful. There's more for us than that. There's so much more for us than that. And so the trust comes from listening and from choosing and then from noticing.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that. Oh. But it's that often we try to reverse that order, and then we miss the gift.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I totally agree. That's really amazing. Yeah, thank you. Thank you so much, Christiane.
You're welcome.
I would love now, if our audience allow us, I would love if we can talk about you put together two packages for our audience. I would love if we can talk about those, and after that, maybe you can take questions from the audience. So, for you guys,
I would love to.
Yeah, Sure. So if you have any questions or also you have any feedback, please share them with us on the webcast, on the question box. And if you are on the phone, you can just raise your hand by pressing star 2. And yeah, so we'll move to the Q&A in a little bit. So I want to first to share the link for the special offer page. It's yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiel and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiel and number 10, Christiel and number 10. Or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So you are offering two packages for those who want really to go even deeper and use the sound and voice work that you are doing. I would love if you can maybe talk about what our audience will receive and also experience through those.
Oh, for sure. You know, I put together some things that would be there for you to support you with Sound Alchemy. So, and this is a unique package to this telesummit. So I'm just pulling, I'm going to pull that up so I make sure I'm getting all the information. I should have had this ready to go. But I know that that in there we have some of my favorite transmissions. And actually I want to share that I've been listening to these for myself. And just recently, like I said, with some of the physical things that have come up, there's the ease of whole being, transcending disease and limitation. That's in one of these, part of the Sound Alchemy. And, you know, this four-part series was created for a woman who had breast cancer, and she no longer has breast cancer. And I was looking at the way that any kind of pain or disease or limitation comes into our form. And it always starts in the field before it's embodied. And so the first track is for addressing all of that information in the field long before we ever knew it in our lives. And then the second track is for all the feelings that come up when we encounter a challenge that's physical or emotional or disease or whatever it is. You know, we feel angry and betrayed and sad and afraid. And so there's emotional support in there. The third track is for addressing the actual molecules and the energies of everything that's happening in our bodies and our minds. And then the fourth track is for the transcendence, so that we do get to receive that perfect divine gift and unfolding in our awareness of all that we are through whatever this journey is. So as I was dealing with just some different pains and infections and things in my body, I reached out to some of my beautiful healing friends, and they were responding with great. And I thought, you know, I should listen to these things I've made. And I'm happy to say it was so tremendously, instantly helpful. And I get to receive them like you do, because I can't take credit for what's here. I get to be the vehicle that it comes through, and I'm grateful for that, and I receive that. But when I listen, I'm like you. I'm just listening. I'm receiving those vibrations, and it was so helpful. That one is in there, as well as transforming pain. I listened to that several times, and that has, again, four tracks that are tremendously supportive for any kind of pain, whether it's physical or emotional or mental, and also the transmutation of suffering. And this came out, this transmission, it's an extended transmission that came out of how much suffering there is in our world, and that's both within us and around us. So I've been listening to those three myself, and had a 50% reduction overnight in all of my symptoms just from listening. So that felt really, really helpful. And there are other Sound Alchemies in there. There's the 5-day energy detox, which is tremendously powerful. If you need a good detox, go slowly on that one. I've heard it really, really works. And the Sound Sleep album, the people who helped me create that, I asked for their feedback, and every single one of them reported sleeping deeper, falling asleep faster, more restful when they woke up. And it also seems to usher us into that quantum space of recognizing that we can get 8 hours worth of sleep in 6 if that's what we need. It's really beautiful. So sometimes it's the amount of sleep that we get, and sometimes it's the type, and that's really helpful. You know, I also included the toning workshop, which was really, really popular, and people who've bought that have also really enjoyed it. So combining my energetic understanding of vocal alchemy, toning, with, and also, of course, with bowls, but particularly for people who want to sing, to tone for their own awakening and well-being. And there's so many people that recognize, wow, there's something powerfully transformative about this in my body. So I unpack in that workshop the energetics of toning, how we work with that for clearing, for healing, for balancing, for receiving information, as well as some really key and simple aspects of singing that if you're like, okay, I know this note that wants to come out in this feeling, but it's not happening when I open my mouth, I bring my voice professor part in simple and very approachable ways. So you get, that's two parts, and part of it's energetic and part of it's about the singing. Yeah, I love that workshop. There's also Living in Awakened Mastery. That's designed to be a 21-day program, and the way it works is there was a live stream, so a video stream, followed by 6 days of transmissions, and they alter being sound alchemy transmissions and then written information that's just there to support you. You can approach the series however you want, like however you listen to it. That's the way it was designed. It's really powerful. It's like everything that I could possibly teach in really three modules. So that's for those who are feeling really ready to bridge their divinity and their humanity and get on with it. That we know that we are, and how do I do it, and how is it I open my awareness to being it, not just to understanding it. And that's the piece I've seen. A lot of us have all the information, and we haven't made that full connection to the embodiment of it, and that's really my great passion. So that's what that series is for. And then the last, it's not the last piece, but the Unveiling Your Brilliance, Life Beyond Consensus Reality, that's the awareness that there is a program running, and there is a collective consciousness making choices if we're not making them, and how to live beyond that. So tremendous freedom. And then I included a series of either calls or videos on different topics. When those you love have passed, that's often a big piece around the holidays for a lot of people because they miss their loved ones. And this includes information about that, but also a shamanic and energetic tonal journey toward connecting with those that you love, which is really beautiful. Back to Are You Tired? That is a look at the energetics around tired and the human programs around that and how we can be beyond that. And the funny thing is, after I did that live stream, that's a recording, I was down to sleeping 4 hours a night suddenly. And a friend of mine said, oh, I think you cooked your own goose. Suddenly I'm not, because I just really didn't need much sleep. That was a very funny little byproduct. And then instant healing at the speed of sound. We look at how healing happens. Truly, this is a great one to unpack. What is it that slows our healing down? And that it really gets at it, and people got it. We had a bunch of instant healings on that call. And then healing our relationship with pain, which actually pairs really, really, really beautifully with the sound alchemy for transforming pain. If for those who buy this package, I would probably listen to those together. They're really, really supportive. And then if you're interested in just working together, I love that. And there's an option for a half-hour session, and that can be facilitation, sound, combination of both. It's yours. It's yours to use. So, lots of beautiful things to choose from.
Beautiful. Yeah. So in the session, so they can choose to work on something specific, or they just experience the sound alchemy session in general.
Absolutely. Yeah. And so it's a little different than the Soul Song transmission that I do, which is a really that's a very specifically guided, really deep expression of the soul. This would be more being sort of like what I've done today, but on a much more personal level. Here's what I'm perceiving. Here's what's in the field. Maybe there's a little conversation, and here are the things that are up. And then there's sound to support that. So, and probably, I'm guessing, there would be it's a shorter transmission that comes out of that, but then I can also send you a recording of it, and you can have it, which is similar then to, say, another product that I offer, which is the single item custom toning track. We can also let that function that way, where you say, here's where I really need support, and you receive a sound transmission for that, as well as some facilitation and just other insights that go with it, and then I send you a recording of that. So, yeah, that's a really great option.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christiane, for offering those two packages. And also, I really love about the sound healing that you are doing. It's really effortless. With the sound, it really helps us, like, we to allow the vibration to come into our being, like, with really so much ease. It's not something that we really do or maybe control. I don't know. When we listen to that, it's more about being in an allowed state of being and allow the vibration to help us shift what we really desire to do.
It's so true. You've really described that perfectly. I remember early on, one woman said to me, you know, I was kind of trying to track with that with my mind, and I found I just couldn't. It's like it wouldn't even engage. My mind wouldn't engage. And so because the sound, both the vocal alchemy and the bowls, they produce the theta brainwave state. So that's a deep meditative state, and it just does it naturally. You don't have to try. You don't have to work your way there. It ushers you there. It actually, it's almost like, I see your higher self coming, greeting you at the door going, here, come with me into what you are. And so you usher yourself into it through the support of the sound. Everything's us, right? I mean, everything that you're hearing is some aspect of the all it is, which is you. As Rumi said, we're not a drop in the ocean, we're the ocean in a drop. So you're meeting yourself with the vibrations of these sounds so that you can walk yourself home into that peace and deep stillness and heightened awareness, all of those things. And it is easy. My secret's out. I like it to be easy. I just do. I feel like we've done difficult long enough. And this piece is something that I've found that's simple and easy and so supportive. Yeah, so grateful to share.
Yeah, absolutely. And also because, like, many times, like, it's our thinking that's maybe hold us back from getting the energy and receiving it and trying to understand. Mm-hmm. And with sound, I feel that it really has to just stop this thinking and really quiet our mind and be in that stillness space. I don't know, this, I love that about the sound healing, and it's really powerful about that.
Yeah, me too. I love that too.
Yeah, beautiful. So, Crystal, thank you. Thank you so much again for offering those two really, really powerful packages to our beautiful audience. Very grateful to you. And yeah, so everyone, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of those. And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiane10. yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiane10. CHRISTIEL. And 10, or you can simply click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. Beautiful. So Christiane, we have Polly One Sai, I think. She's asking about because she's having difficulties waking up in the morning. So what would be your advice about that?
Oh, okay. And the name again?
Polly One. P-O-L-Y-W-A-N.
Okay, Polly. Hello, Polly One. Thank you for your question. Trouble waking up in the morning. Wow, a couple of things are coming in right now. Several things. It feels like as I look at that and tune into that with you, you've got both physical and what I'll call formless things going on. And one might be the thing, just with the basic things, the physical things leading you toward your time of sleep at night. And that, again, basic, but wants to be said, the amount of caffeine ingested, the amount of screen time, whether it's in front of a computer or a phone or a TV, it makes it harder to fall in, Okay. I mean, this is not for you. This is for somebody else. Alcohol. It feels like that's not yours, but it's somebody else's. Those three things often disrupt the sleep at night, but in the first two, in your case, make it harder to get into the deeper sleep sooner. And then the other thing that I'm really seeing is that you are tremendously active at night as a being right now, and you actually really love that. So I get it that there's a reason why you need to be able to wake up in the morning. And before we move on into that and helping that, it would be great to acknowledge that the fact that you aren't is really perfect, that there's something very important that, yeah, there you go, that you are and that you're doing and being during your time when you perceive as unconscious, when you're tremendously free. And it's coming in again. It's really important for you that you're doing then. So what we need to find, and I'm asked to say, do you understand what I mean by that? Are you getting that? That when you are not in body, when your consciousness is free to move about and not be in your mental consciousness, you are getting it done. You are having experiences. You are, you're busy. You're very busy. You're tremendously active. You are interested in everything that you're doing out of your body. And you, it just keeps coming in strongly. You love it so much. So what we're looking for is the balance between your human and non-embodied life that is so active. Several things will be helpful for this. Occasionally, you'll want to say, okay, right now I'm going to give my body more rest tonight. I'm going to stay closer to home. And you set that intention. And you'll need to speak to those beings that you're busy interacting with at night and say, hey, guys, I'm not open for business tonight. I actually do this as a light worker. And in what I do, I'll hang the office clothes sign out when I go to bed because I end up doing sessions at night with people while I'm asleep. Hey, don't anybody get any ideas. So I had to learn that my being would just naturally go out and do what it loves to do. And I'm like, my body's going, hang on, I need some rest. So I can stay not available. That's something you can do. And I hear your being saying, I don't really want to do that a lot. And I'm like, I know, just occasionally to give yourself a really deep night of physical rest so that you wake at the time you want to refreshed, particularly if you have something important coming, okay? That'll really help. And then the other thing you're going to want to do is begin to bridge your experiences of your formlessness and your form in your waking time. This is for everybody, because as we tap more into everything that we are beyond our bodies while in our bodies, they don't have to be so separate the way that yours, Polly Wan, are right now. They don't have to be, it's like in the day I'm doing this human thing and at night I'm doing this infinite divine thing, in which case you want as much time as possible doing your infinite divine thing because that's super important. As we begin to bridge that in the body, so you simply set the intention when you get up in the morning, I am going to continue to allow my infinite divine awareness to inform my thoughts, my actions, my choices, my steps, kind of related to our topic. So, yeah, there we go. So that is flowing as you, which it is, and out through your life, and it doesn't all need to happen during sleep. Yeah, I feel like that's going to be super helpful. Thank you for the question. That was really interesting. Yeah.
Yeah, great, absolutely. To chat with you. Mm-hmm. Thank you. Thank you so much, Christelle, and thank you, Polly Wan. Mm-hmm. Great question. I also loved in first part of your answer that you said, wherever she is, it's perfect. Because sometimes when we want to change something, like we start judging ourselves that we are doing something wrong. And this makes it much more difficult to change it.
Yeah, thank you for coming back to that, because that's actually the key, most important piece. Nothing else really gets to move beyond that. If we're in resistance to what is now and in judgment to it, that will be our signal to that, to have more of it. I mean, that's just energetics for us. So thank you for coming back to that. That's first and that's key. And then everything else gets to move from that.
Yeah. Yeah, absolutely beautiful. Thank you. Thank you, Christelle. And thank you, Polly Wan, for your question. Christelle, we didn't listen to your voice today. And yeah, I would love if you can do a song or process for our audience. Like, I would love if we can listen to you before we start getting limited by time. So if you can do that.
Absolutely. Oh, I'm just looking around. I have all these beautiful bowls here that now I'm going to see who wants to sing and play with us. Yeah, I would love to do that. You guys are a powerful group, so we're going to go very, very deep and very far and quite beautiful in this. So I have a divine twin violet flame cryon bowl. And this just amazes me. It has so many alchemies in it, I can't even begin to tell you. But it's tremendously powerful for connecting to the divine realms, for connecting with the twin aspect of ourself, which then also many times will reflect in a beloved outside. It's really activating and enlivening for awakening, and it also has a Star of David etched in it. It's really beautiful. And then I have a Yajna bowl, which is made from ashes of sacred ceremony in India. And this is an F and an A, so for the heart and for the third eye. And I'm going to play them, and I'll sing with them together. And we'll see what wants to come through. So in the way that I do this, I tune into the being, to the guidance, to the infinite field of love and presence that I am, and let that tune into the infinite field of presence and love that everyone else is in their being, their divine, unique signature of that whole, the piece that's vibrating through right now so presently and so magnificently as what we are. And I allow the communication between those two aspects of being, what I would consider my being and your being, even though we truly are all one, all these infinite facets of the diamond that is the one, to create what wants to come through to be the most supportive and awakening and healing for us in this moment. So we're going to do that now. Here we go. Ooh.
already dissolved behind you. It never was.
You really have such a beautiful voice. That was wonderful. Thank you so much.
You're so welcome.
And also the messages that you shared through that was amazing. Like, we don't need to look back. Like, that's a great one, because many times we if we are through maybe a challenge or maybe something that feels uncomfortable, we try to look back and wish that something that was in the past, like, come back. We just wish us what is already past. But in fact, we can be open to much more grace than that.
Yes, and that was so beautiful, because somebody or bodies very specifically brought that piece in. And so thank you all, whoever that is, and for bringing that.
Yeah, beautiful. Thank you so much. I feel our audience are pretty quiet today, so.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
ask
beautiful.
Many questions today. Yeah, sometimes it happens. And I think it means that we really love what you are sharing, like your message and your work with the ball and the process you just did. That was really amazing. And I don't know. That's something for me personally. That's something like we wish to listen to it, to listen to your voice and to your sound work really for a long time, because that's something very deep and very profound.
Thank you.
Powerful.
You know, and thank you. And I do find part of that's what the bowls and the sound do for me. They open up that space between where all that information comes through. And that is a big aspect of the sound alchemy, is the messages that come through, those transmissions. So, yeah, it's a really beautiful part. Thank you, Mansa.
Yeah. Well, yeah, Chris. Yeah, so really, thank you so much for the energy that you brought to today's call. That was really, really amazing. I really loved it. I love the messages you shared. That was really so much wisdom and so many answers, like, within what you shared. Like, that was really, really powerful. And also thank you for the processes. That was really beautiful. Thank you so much. And also I'm so grateful for the packages. That's really a great gift that you are offering to us. So thank you so much.
You're so welcome. And I'm so happy to be everybody's mirror in all of that, reflecting right back to yourself. Thank you, Mansa.
Thank you. So So yeah, so thank you so much, everyone, for being here. Thank you so much for your beautiful energy, for co-creation with us this really, really beautiful space, because this is a co-creation, and because of your energy and our energy of us all, it's what makes it so beautiful. So thank you so much to each and every one of you. And yeah, again, I really encourage you to take advantage of one of the packages that Christiane put together for us. And again, the link is yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiane and number 10, yourdivineuniqueness.com/Christiane10, CHRISTIEL and number 10. Or you can click on the special offer button on the webcast or the replay page. So yeah, again, really thank you so much to everyone, and I'm sending you so much love, and see you on the next call. Bye-bye, everyone.
Bye-bye.